Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Derek Miles received his Olympic bronze medal today. It was only 9 years late. Miles is a coach with the University of South Dakota's track and field program. He joins us now with the story. Derek Miles, welcome to In the Moment.
Thank you. Appreciate the interest.
I should say welcome back. You've been here before. We've talked about pole vaulting, and now we have to go back 9 years and talk about Beijing. But first, let's start with this morning. There was a ceremony. Senator John Thune was there, and he was pretty excited to put that medal around your neck. What was that experience like for you?
You know, it was it's special. You know, I think a lot of people talk about, you know, the situation and whether or not, you know, missing out on being on the podium was a big deal. And I honestly feel like maybe this type of situation, although maybe not conventional, but certainly equally, if not more special, because you get to share it with all of the people that kind of helped you to get to that spot. And, yeah. You know, Senator Thune is a big part of that. You know, I think, you know, the retrieval and of the medal and how this would unfold from the first initial word of the ban on that particular athlete and the reallocation of the medal, you know, I think was way above my pay grade in terms of, like, where does it go and who gets involved and how do we coordinate this? And, you know, Senator Thune, who obviously has a lot of things to do on a day-to-day basis, you know, truly amazed that he would take the time to kind of initiate that for me. And once he kind of got that ball rolling, it happened very quickly. So, you know, without people like him, you know, that are in your corner and people that have been in my corner throughout this entire process, you know, none of this is possible.
So, is this the exact same medal that was draped around someone else's neck on the podium?
It is the real one. Yeah.
So they go and retrieve it from.
I wasn't quite sure. I mean, I knew the athlete fairly well, you know, at some point maybe I'll hear how that process went. But you know, it is the original one, and there's so many rumors about, you know, I had heard through the process that they break the molds once the Olympics are done to ensure that there aren't these extra ones just floating around, and you know, people that don't want to give them back, and they have to make new ones for people that did earn them. And you know, so I think you know, the whole process of how that retrieval went, I'm really unclear of, but I'm sure it had a lot of work on a lot of people to get that back over here. So pretty special.
How long has it been, you know, and we should say it was a Ukrainian pole vaulter, and I don't know how to say his name, Yurchenko,
yep.
Yurchenko, that's okay. So that's who had some banned substances in his system, so he's disqualified. When did the conversation about the disqualification begin?
Well, originally, I missed a call from my old agent, and she had stumbled across some paperwork. They notified her that he had tested positive, and it was probably a 20-page document kind of documenting the process of what had happened once the sample had come back positive for steroids. And so, you know, she forwarded that to me, but it all started with a phone call that I initially missed and was on my voicemail, and she just simply said, pick up your phone, you're a medalist. And so at that point, I kind of was like, okay, wait a minute, maybe we're jumping the gun here. I don't know what's going on. So I called her, and, you know, she was saying, you got the Olympic medal, this and that. And so, you know, from that point, it was kind of the initial, like, disbelief, I think, you know, that all of this was happening, and that, you know, what was going to happen over the next few months as they sorted through the process of it. But, you know, that was the initial reaction, just kind of disbelief, I think.
So today, there's a ceremony, the room is full, and, you know, if you get your medal in Beijing, you don't have to give a speech immediately, but you had to give a speech today. So a little bit of pressure there, but then also an opportunity to express some gratitude. So
yeah,
what was this,
sure.
this morning like with that process?
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head. I mean, that was my first thought. I'm like, man, if I had just got it done on the day, which I was more frustrated about, I certainly was capable of it. You know, I was jumping the best of my career in 2008, and I had jumped high enough 4 days after the Olympics to win the silver medal. In 19-2, won the silver medal, and I jumped that 4 or 5 days later in Germany. Mm. So it was kind of bittersweet in that respect, but certainly getting it done on the day would have alleviated a lot of stress, but of having to give speeches, that's not my forte. But at the same time, you know, just to have so many people come over and want to share in that, I think is way more special than, you know, sitting on the third rung and listening to someone else's national anthem. I think being able to share that with family and friends and coaches and people that help support me all the way through my entire career, I think, you know, if a 2-minute speech is probably doesn't do that justice, but, you know, super appreciative of everybody that came out today and have been a part of this process with.
There has to be a lesson for your athletes at USD about doing the right thing and keeping the support clean and, you know, the wheel coming round on the people who are not, you know, are not, who sacrifice their integrity to, you know, to get something that
probably
eventually goes away.
It's probably a dual message. I think that's in there. Another one is probably just get it done on the day. But, you know.
So you still wish you would have jumped higher? Is that what you mean?
Well, I think, you know, both of us tied. So we jumped the same height
for the bronze medal,
but he had one less miss, and I certainly should have jumped higher. I was ready to do that. And that's just the competitor in me. I've always felt that way. You know, I was capable of doing it, and you always want to perform at your best, and I was just a little bit off, and, you know, that was always hard to get over. But I think
you can let it go now.
Well, yeah, we'll probably let it go a little bit. It'll still sting a little bit. I still felt like I should have done it. But, you know, I think, if anything, the athletes that I work with are great kids. They work their butt off, and I think they have those qualities. Those are things that I don't have to teach to them. They understand how to be great athletes and good people. And I think at the end of the day, that's probably what matters, whether you win a medal, whether you don't. You know, are you a person that people want to get behind and support? And I don't know if I've ever, I mean, I'm sure not everybody loves me, but along the way, but I feel like, you know, along my process or along my journey, I've tried to really make sure I appreciate everything and everybody that I've come into, you know, come to know. And so that's kind of my goal is to make sure that my athletes kind of have that same experience in life. And if you do, then chances are you're probably going to be successful.
Sticking around at USD for a while, right?
Yeah. Yep. I live in, I just live up the road just outside of Sioux Falls, and my wife's family is there. We've got a 3-year-old. So right now I get to kind of be a kid in a candy store. I get to coach an event that I love, and I get to work with great people, and we're having great success with not only our pole vaulters, but our entire track team. And I have a great boss who, you know, is one of my best friends. And, you know, I don't know how it gets much better. So
maybe a bronze medal helps a little bit too. Got a little bit better
today.
Well,
it's certainly the cherry on top.
All right. Derek Miles, Olympic bronze medalist. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you. Appreciate the time.